I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Surprise!
I'm not gonna stop.
Well, can you at least not like try to suck start that thing like it's a dick into the microphone?
First of all, don't stop her. What the fuck? That's so why?
Fuck you, Euban. That's my wife, bro.
First of all, you don't talk to your wife like that at all. So that's number one. Okay.
Okay. How long have you been married?
Euban. Oh, fuck. 13 years.
Oh shit.
Oh, we are frozen.
We are frozen as shit. Look at that face. Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm back. You've been married how long, bitch?
13 years.
Yeah. Get 12 more years under your belt and tell me you don't talk to your spouse like this.
Oh, no, I do, too. I beat the fuck out of mine as well. It's okay. It's all right. Just
mentally.
Joking. Anthony Jeselnik, we were just...
No, you're not going to kill him.
Wow. We are off to it. It all started with Euban, an absurd amount of meat. Refer to it as eating a body part of a female. And then there was a lot of fuck you, Eubans. And there's a special guest. We didn't even get to the good part. There's a special guest, Angel. Welcome to the show, Angel. We're off to a great start. Now you get to be on camera. You don't even have to talk through the walkie-talkie, and we don't have to listen to you laugh from the other room. You get to laugh right on the camera.
On a delay.
No, you get it right here. Wait, I have a request. Can we get poop out of the way?
Just get it right out of the way now.
Get the whole show out of the way?
No.
The whole show?
That's the whole show.
Eventually, this show talks about poop.
Lots of poop. Yes. Let me see, though, honestly, how many videos. I don't remember a lot of poop stuff, to be honest with you.
If there's not a video, there's going to be conversation. So that's how we make up for it.
There's an interesting animal named Dumpy. That's the closest thing we have to poop. I didn't even put on my favorite account now on TikTok, the one where the guy farts in the stairwell. I forgot to do it. I don't think we have poops or farts.
Wow.
It's because we knew you were going to be on the show, and that's what we did.
Euban?
I'm Euban. Gone. Hello?
Euban.
Come back.
How's that Microsoft Edge working for you, bitch?
Fucking wonderful. Oh, I'm back. Hey.
Richie fixed it.
Thank you, Richie.
Thanks, Richie.
If it happens again, put the flashlight back on. Fuck, apparently that's the trick.
Euban definitely needs to work on that power bill.
Yeah. Oh shit. As long as the heat stays on in this bad boy, I'm gonna be perfectly fine.
I know. You guys bring your show.
Wouldn't it be nice, like, if it wasn't super cold where we lived, Euban, still?
Yes. You know, and, like, they tease us with, like, they're like, hey, would you like it to be over 50 tomorrow? You're like, yes, that would be fantastic. And they're like, we'll do that, but the next day is going to be 15. It's like, what the fuck? Why? Kev, yeah. I want, like, have consistent just, and they call it spring break, and there's snow on the ground. I'm like, get out of here.
Speaking of consistency, Euban, I would like to be one of the first people to congratulate you for ensuring that your webcam is properly mirrored so that people can read like the sign behind you and things like that. So thank you for that.
See, you know what's weird though is, okay, so I was like, you're being a smartass because on my screen it's not. Okay, fuck you. Fuck you. I was waiting. I was like, because last time Matt was having me switch and he goes, hey man, it's backwards. I'm like, no, on my screen it looks fine. So I didn't know if you were being genuine. I should have known better.
Have I ever?
That is my fault. Hold on. Let me see if the...
Bam. Yeah. Oh, there he goes.
Richie, looking.
If anybody, Richie can tell you, if I'm ever being genuine to you, either A, I've lost my interest in being your friend, or B, I'm very concerned about you.
I am not a religious man, but I will pray tonight. I promise you. Fucking joking.
Mine is actually wrong, but that's just so when I look at Matt, it looks like I'm looking at Matt, because if not, I was looking over here.
Yeah, I figured that's why Euban had his that way. So I wasn't going to say.
But I don't have words in the background.
In his fucking head.
Because if Euban's the other way, he'd be looking at Richie.
Yeah,
because
now Euban's just looking at the edge of the fucking screen like he's looking at nothing.
But the difference is I don't have words in the background, and he does. If I had words in the background, I would have been like, well, fuck it. Y'all are going to look at me the wrong way.
Yeah, and Euban can't look the other way because he's got his camera set up away from the screen. Yeah. So if he looks away, because Euban's the type of person that needs to be able to see himself.
I'm looking at my screen. I moved it. I moved it. You guys said, hey.
Don't act like you're not looking at yourself.
Last time I had it over here, you guys were like, hey, have it behind the screen so that whenever it looks like it's more. And then I do it, and you guys are like, quit looking at yourself. It's right in front of me, motherfucker. Goddamn.
I keep looking at you, and I think you have a sticker, like one of those I just voted stickers or something, but I think it's the design.
Oh, it is.
On the shirt.
I can't rub it the right way.
Yeah.
I just keep looking. Venus Deletus merch from the Fatty Electrician. Fucking love this shirt.
It is pretty sweet.
I just got his Warheads on Foreheads shirt, man. I can't wait for that one.
It's pretty awesome. So what do we have? I don't even know. Oh, we have Work Shenanigans, which I'm going to go 2 for 2 on the guarantees. No, I'm not going to do that. Last week I predicted that Toby would love a video. I was going to do this for Euban, but it's going to be too early in the show for me to guarantee a laugh. So I'm not going to do that. Take it back. And then there's What a Cute Rabbit.
I've got a guaranteed laugh for Euban, and that's only if you include the video that was sent to me to send to you today.
The second one.
That's on there. You today.
I saw 2 today. Either way, the rabbit one was potentially sent by Toby. When this video, we're going to play this video right now. I want everybody to look at Angel and Euban while this video is being played. There's going to be 2 very different reactions, I guarantee.
Well, if you want to look at Angel, her and I will switch real quick because when you put that up, it's going to cover her.
Okay. This one we'll want to, and just keep in mind that I did not send this video. And our lovely viewers, or potentially someone on the show did. So, What a Cute Rabbit is the first video. Hopefully I have these labeled right.
Okay, we can stay like this.
Okay.
Ready? Let's do the thing.
Oh my God! Oh fuck! That's this clip!
Told you, 2 very different reactions.
one giant fucking grin and one, oh! Yep. Are you okay?
There's a good shot.
Tears in your eyes already?
That was horrible!
Thankfully, it was a video game.
Angel, there's a 99% chance that bunny shit, too, if that makes you feel any better.
If you guys have never seen Markiplier's reaction to that fucking video, holy shit, it's worth everything.
Okay, so
he did it during one of his Try Not to Laugh, and it was the original one with the girl who goes, ah! Because she's like, that's literally the most adorable thing I've ever seen, and she's almost in tears, and it goes, and she goes, ah! And Markiplier goes, and he's just sitting there, and he's like pacing, and he's like,
I'm okay, he wasn't okay.
That's so sad.
And I've seen that clip. Obviously, I haven't seen it. No.
Still wasn't. Cute rabbits.
Markiplier's is better. Fuck Courage. I said it. I don't like them.
It's okay. You don't have to. This one, though, was sent and said, please. I think there might have been two or three pleases. Show this to Yubin. I think he's going to love it. I think he's going to laugh. So there's only one way to find out. Are you ready, Yubin?
I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead.
It's in. Oh, fucker shit, 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 oh, fucker shit.
If you don't pre-cum, I mean, whenever you hear that, are you even living your life? You've been,
you know our deal. You heard it, so you gotta say, you gotta do it.
Hi-ya! I can't do it. I almost broke my one. Hi-ya!
I was gonna say the first one. You could tell you had too much meat in your mouth before the show.
still too much of them taters back there.
That's exactly how
it was. It wasn't a. I didn't have a lot of gravy. And I tell you what, whenever I was forcing that shit down, it was rough. But
are we still talking about the meatloaf?
But you or smashed it.
Christ, I hope so.
No, but we weren't. No, I'm joking. But it was.
Shout out Squeaksbeard.
Squeaksbeard! Oh, sorry. I yelled really loud. Whose
microphone did you echo in?
That's okay.
Well, I think we heard it on the monitor. We have anybody,
if anybody heard that in their headphones or whatever, blame it on Squeak. That's not Angel's fault. He asked for it. He got it.
Hi, Squeaks.
Squeaks Beard. All right. He's probably sitting there. I don't know what he drinks anymore. He used to be a PBR guy. Was a Bud Heavy guy. But apparently when he's drinking the Bud Heavy, he was pissing them shit in the bed. So I think he's not allowed that anymore. I think last I knew he was like a 55 guy, maybe a Mick Ultra guy. So. We'll have to clarify that. Clarify that and what you're sipping on there, Squeak. And yeah, who needs ears anyways?
Oh, Jesus.
We're good. Are you guys checking the ring cam?
I mean,
I kind of want to see.
No. Don't worry about that.
It's okay. That was a segue.
I want to pull up the chat so I can pay attention to that.
I gotcha. Who needs ears anyway? That was a quote by Helen Keller, correct?
I think so. Okay. I think we're very
good. What are we talking about?
We're going to show this video of a ring cam, and let's do the thing.
Matt, please, God, play it again. My chest hurts every time I see that. How did he not see it? How?
Was look how moving.
Far away he's going. Like, play it again, please. Oh my
roll. God. Part two.
It's not- Yeah, did you hear the sound that man made? He's like,
you think it's a kid?
That was his soul leaving his body.
No, bro, that was a full-grown adult. I tell you what, I've only heard that sound come out of people twice. And damn. One of them dropped from the sky at 50 feet. And the other one was my son, who I don't remember what Joseph dropped off of, but he hit that ground.
It was the couch onto a monkey.
Oh, No. Oh. This kid hit all chest. And when he did... The guttural sounds that escaped that kid's body, but he was like 19. And it was just, and I was like,
that was a dad moment.
And I was just sitting there and I was like,
yeah.
I was like, get up, man. You'll be all right. You just knocked a wind out of yourself.
Wait a minute. Are you drinking Achillean's?
No.
Achillean's is awesome.
Toby, are you drinking Achillean's?
I am drinking Achillean's bourbon barrel ale.
Ooh. Ooh.
Not sponsored, by the way.
No.
Fuckers.
I tried getting Achillean's, just Irish red ale on St. Patrick's Day. Like, I went to the first store, thinking, it's St. Patty's Day. I'm a little late. I'm a little behind the game. It's Friday. Checked another store. Got a hold of a buddy of mine who works for the beer distributor, and they're like, oh, no, the closest one's 60 miles away. I'm like, okay. No. Well, Jesus. That fucking
it's like sucks. Me trying to get a fucking Genesee here.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Where so I thought I'd let you know because Wrath sent that to me. Well, he sent it to our whole group, so I don't know how many times it was sent to you. He was like, hey, I'm just sending this to you guys because I don't know how to get it over to Matt. So if you guys want to send it to Matt, and I was like, I watched it and I was like, fucking immediately. I went, Matt, here.
Nobody perfect. Ironically sent it. You were the only one that sent that.
Wrath, you are a fucking wow, champion really? Amongst men.
That was unreal.
And we have to teach Wrath how to send videos to Matt.
You can always send them to Matt at beardlaws.com.
Yep. Or on Instagram. There is a little bit of some confusion. Some people, for whatever reason this week, got a ton of Instagram and Facebook videos. I just want to reiterate to people, the show is called TTT, and it stands for TikTok Tuesday. So typically we show TikTok videos, and then we'll show those. But it's TikTok Tuesday.
Yeah,
but
when the Biden administration finally fucking bans TikTok, sure, we'll move over to Instagram and fucking, Reels and YouTube Short. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, did you guys hear Zuckerberg is taking away the funding for the Reels?
All of it, yeah. And some people were making like $5,000 a month.
Yeah. Well, people are making the assumption that he's doing that in lieu of, well, I don't have competition with TikTok anymore, so why do I need to pay people if they're not getting paid?
Keep in mind,
jokes on you, Zuckerberg. Nobody was being fucking paid from TikTok anyway.
Keep in mind, TikTok has over 5 million United States businesses marketing on their app.
Yeah.
You don't think they have some lobbyists that are going to.
Oh, dude. Fucking.
Yeah.
Plus, consumerism will defeat all.
Oh, yeah.
We could come up with a new name. Would you have to call it like FIY or something?
But here's the thing, man. If TikTok shuts down, I no longer have to worry about going, oh, okay, I haven't posted a video in fucking forever. We really need to get something out.
Post babies.
Yeah, now we just post the animals and fucking they're not doing shit, so we don't care.
Yeah. You said shit, not me, by the way.
Oh. Forbidden.
Speaking of shit,
they're not pooping, are they?
No, they're sleeping.
Okay, babies are sleeping.
I picked up their poop.
By the way, they are now 16 inches at the shoulders and 20 pounds.
Wow.
They are only 4 weeks ahead of schedule on their size.
Yeah.
Even you have nothing for that.
I was really wanting to, but it seems so cheap. You know what I mean? No. Just kind of just low hanging.
It's low hanging fruit, right, Euban?
I immediately looked over at Euban and was like.
I mean, I smirked because I was like, I was really trying to just fight it, but good job, Euban. You restrained yourself.
I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you.
You know, I'm growing up, you know.
It's only because Angel's here.
And you look good. You just not have to change like everything to be on the show. Like
I didn't. I pulled my hair down and put a tank top on.
What happened to me now?
Definitely put a bra on. Oh my God, get him. Get it.
I don't know where to point it anymore. It's not the first time I said that.
Everybody, put your cell phones up. Tell Matt to follow the light.
I'm using mine as a webcam. I can't.
Thanks, everybody.
Magic.
All right, now the question is, who's next?
They were like, you guys are talking about Zuckerberg's like, oh, you're on our app talking shit. TikTok's like, oh, you're on our app talking shit. We're just going to slowly shut down every camera.
Let's be honest. Are we honest? Are we still on TikTok right now?
Yeah. Yep.
How many people are in there?
I don't know. And the desktop app, it doesn't really say how many are live.
I can tell you.
But I don't think a lot.
Talk amongst yourselves.
I got a hi, a smiley face, and a yo. So I don't think there's a lot. But if you guys happen to be on TikTok, say you're here. Either way, we've made it so far. 18 minutes. There's Toby and Angel joined. Imagine that.
By the way, I would like, I'm sad to announce that even I am actually proud of like how full this is coming in.
Yes.
And it's getting ready to go away. Not the mustache, though.
I knew it had to happen.
I'm going back to just, so I'm getting ready to film second week of April. And then after that, I have to shave it into just the mustache again.
Okay.
So you might have a nicer, fuller beard than me, but that motherfucker will never compete with me on the fucking mustache.
Ooh. But God damn it, you're like fucking 75. Let me catch up and fucking get some time.
I'm sorry, what?
It's okay. Well, it's
okay,
more
it's
than
okay. He's Mormon. It's all right. It's okay.
It's more than just the being able to grow a thick mustache. It's being able to have the facial features and stuff that can pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Toby has the facial features that can pull it off and it looks good and it doesn't make him look like, you know, a fucking pedophile.
I mean, Cuban wears a
mustache. You know, maybe I wear a mustache. Hey, definitely looking pedophile.
He's got that natural thinness to his mustache. That is. I drive a white van and fucking pita material all fucking day.
I'm too first skinny all, for just a mustache.
I've been eating all the candy because there's no way I'm gonna be able to hand that shit out.
I mean,
I'm too skinny for that. I look like a freaking hipster if I just do a mustache.
If we're gonna be honest, Richie looks like he belongs in a jug band.
In a what?
A jug band. Like Emmett Otter.
Yeah.
Oh, you said drug.
I love your mustache and beard, Richie.
No, don't get me wrong. I absolutely love Richie's fucking beard mustache.
Yes.
Yep. Matt, it goes without saying.
Fuck is going on?
Yeah. Like, Matt, you're.
You, but I'm not fucking complimenting you outside of saying you have a fuller beard than me. Like.
Okay. I'm fuck. Hey, you look like really good tonight, Angel.
There's also rumor that Logan is shaving off his beard to go mustache only, which
No.
Talk some sense.
She said, why would he do that?
Yes, I agree. It's because apparently the team that he coaches, they're debating all going mustache. Keep in mind, this is a high school baseball team where probably, if I had to guess, 20 kids on the team.
The beard.
I know. So we'll have to get after
it. It's even worse that he's hanging around the kids.
We have an opportunity here to relentlessly tease one of our friends.
No, don't.
I say let it happen.
No.
I mean, he's kind of one of those guys that if we tell him not to, he might do it anyway. His mind is set up. And I think he wants to look like his dad did back in the day with the creepy stash. And his dad was a teacher. And, you know, his dad was really athletic.
His dad look a lot like him?
A little bit.
Oh,
a little bit.
We have two Chris Elliotts in the family.
Except for his
that
dad.
That really does look like Chris Elliott. You can laugh all you want. It's the fucking truth.
It's true.
That's why I'm laughing. It's funny.
I wish Matt had a fucking ready-to-go picture of Chris Elliott. There you go.
So maybe.
God damn it! Now I want to see Cabin Boy. Motherfuck.
Maybe he's talking about shaving the beard off because the kids can't grow.
Yes! Oh my god!
Grow the beard, and they can grow the mustache. And I'm not looking at that. They can grow the mustache.
I'm not looking
let's see if
it.
We can convince him to shave his fucking head.
You know, yeah, I'm trying to support you, Logan, if you're in here. God bless America. You're not helping.
Good old Chris.
But that would make siblings.
That would make sense.
Oh, that's so awesome. Oh, yeah. So real quick, congratulations to Kelly. The winner of the bracket last week had almost a perfect bracket with the one on the Thursday show. So congratulations.
Hey. Oh, and congratulations to Nita for finally getting our first bracket challenges fucking award. By the way, how'd your buddy like his Mario Kart?
It was Zach's buddy, so I have no idea. Zach, how did your buddy enjoy the Mario Kart thing? If you gave it to him, who knows? Zach took it out of the studio.
Zach,
it was on him to deliver.
He's like, shit. Yeah, I got to get that back to him.
That's awesome.
I'll get to him as soon as I beat the levels.
Well, we gave him a little remote-controlled fucking Mario in a go-kart.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, that's badass.
It's pretty sweet. So let's do, I don't know. Let's stick. What was the last video? Oh, that guy. This one.
I want that sound bite.
Because every time they, Richie, if you'd like, I'll send you the video.
Yeah, because I want that sound bite for my.
Oh, God. Stream. Yeah. Especially for fucking Sea of Thieves.
Yeah.
It's for. Because every time the way that Matt presents the videos,
mm-hmm. our mics
when it comes
up,
all the mics get cut off.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right.
It's so not like when I hosted the show and had the kindness of being able to let people hear everybody's thing. You know what? But it's Matt's show. I'm not telling him how to do it.
What a dick. Hey, you know what's great about this whole fucking Microsoft Edge thing is the fact that I've seen every video so far. I'm not going to win.
Okay, well, so, all right. So we're winning.
Not going to win.
Well, I mean, it makes sense since he's on freaking like Vista or some shit. So.
Hey. It's Windows 98.
Rocking Windows ME. Fuck, where'd he go?
Right. It's working really good, Euban. Working really good.
First of all, that was Matt. Fuck you all.
That was me. Fuck
you. Oh, I was like, God damn it. I was like,
that one was me. Now it merits the fuck you to me. Okay.
You know what? Touche. I deserve that. I won't deny it. But
well played, Matt. Well played.
I did fall for it at first, and then I saw the whole backstage thing. It's behind my Pringles can that's holding up my webcam. So.
What kind of Pringles?
Sour cream and onion.
Fucking webcam,
please.
Okay.
I have a webcam. This one's my phone. Okay. It's sit. My phone mount doesn't go as high, so I need the.
No, it's okay, you. But I'm gonna send you a good webcam. I'm gonna send you the one I'm using right now.
Let me help you.
I'm not using my phone. Let us fucking help you.
Help you.
But my phone looks good. Everyone says, "Look how good this looks." Does it though?
I mean, your dartboard looks clear as shit. You, however, look like you're slightly out of focus.
Wait.
I was knocked over my Pringles can. God damn it!
You know what?
You know what? It's just
so much better. You look so much better. You're good.
So much better. Good.
Matt is annoyed with us.
Yeah, sorry if you're getting annoyed, Matt.
Not annoyed at all. Nope. You're giving me time to plan the next couple of videos that I still don't want to do.
I honestly believe that people don't watch the show for the TikToks that we watch on the show. I think
it's for
the shenanigans.
Don't get me wrong. The fucking TikToks that we do show are pretty decent. But really... just being able to tell Euban to go fuck himself is worth the view.
What everybody else doesn't know is everybody else in the chat right now is playing a drinking game called how many times will Toby say, fuck you, Euban? Or how many times will Euban say, show me them titties? And how many times?
There's got to be a group out there that's like the Beard Laws podcast fucking crew or some shit. And they're on like
Tuesday?
Yeah, and they're like on an Instagram group, and there's like fucking bingo cards and fucking drinking rules and shit. Like,
what do you mean on a Tuesday? They're TikTokers, of course they're drinking. Like,
they're definitely disappointed because we haven't shown any poop videos, and somebody's losing a lot of money on this gambling tonight.
Somebody's already smashed right now because they're having.
That's usually like the free space is the poop fucking video.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Poop needs to be the free space.
Yep. Another $1 million idea.
Already checked. We've talked about poop so much.
Oh, talking about poop and showing a video about poop or shit or farts is different.
Okay, this isn't shit, poop, or farts, but this one goes out to Euban. And I
like the ones for Euban.
Oh, fuck. Well, so let us know if you like this one.
I'm going to stay over here so that you guys can, because she's the guest, you guys get to consistently see Angel's reactions to the videos. Right?
We, as us as well. We
Euban, don't forget to peek. Fuck you, Euban.
Never know what the glory holds. Always clean up when you're done. This glory holds for everyone.
What state was that in? I didn't see.
I knew he was gonna ask.
Curious.
I'm looking it up.
Glory Hole Recreation.
Why are you looking it up?
Because I want to know where There it is.
First off, I want that dude's van.
Well, I mean, California.
The van was banging.
That's in California.
I believe
Euban,
so.
It's okay.
Don't Euban, go there. The state's gonna fall off.
Euban,
the planet.
I've got a better state with a better place for you to visit. Go to Alaska, and halfway between Fairbanks and Anchorage is a place called Skinny Dick's Halfway Inn. It is phenomenal.
My autobiography, but
it is awesome.
I mean, there's my anus in was that Pennsylvania?
You have Climax, North Carolina here.
Yeah,
there's
that's just up the road.
Uranus, Missouri.
Actually, I just Googled Glory Hole cities in America, and there apparently is a Glory Hole, Utah, Glory Hole, Texas, and a Glory Hole, Tennessee.
Tennessee would be the closest one to me.
Damn.
Wait a minute. Isn't there a Uranus in Ohio as well?
Mm-hmm. I think they're,
the Fudge Factory.
Yep. They're owned by the same people.
That right there, what he just said, do you now understand your mistake?
What happened? I missed all of that.
Okay, so, all right, sorry. We were trying to be quiet, so we weren't talking over anybody. But Angel goes, yeah, Climax, North Carolina. It's just right up the road. And I was like, and she didn't get it. She's like, what? I was like, say it again. And she's like, it's right up the road. I was like, and all of a sudden, Richie goes, there's a Fudge Factory. I went, and she went, oh.
That's, yeah.
We definitely need Angel on here again.
Yes. Yep.
I don't get very many Tuesday nights off.
Well, we're glad you're
definitely enjoying the visit.
I am.
Let's go with this one.
I do so much.
I'm not wearing any underwear.
Oh.
I do so much massage.
I know you like to be spanked.
I do so much massage.
That wasn't a no.
Oh, that was an immediate damn. Girl, how'd you know? But can we just admit that the guy, whenever she said she wasn't wearing any underwear, he definitely adjusted for a boner. That gave him a slight
check. That's exactly what Angel said. She goes, why?
The dude was named Brad for sure, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They're, judging by the haircut and the too tight shirt and the fact that he's only like 5'5".
Yeah, he's Brad Chatter Chat. That was
for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. One of my favorite things to say to people that I am just now meeting for the very first time is to walk up and give them a hug and then do a deep breath and go and be like, you smell so much better when you're sleeping. It's like my favorite thing to do.
So what I usually like to do is whenever I go for a hug for one of my friends, I always go like pelvis first and everything. And I'm like, come
so
here, man.
Go for a hug, and then you're like,
come here. Yeah, but I'm like, my shoulders are like way back and everything. They're like, dude, stop doing that. I'm like, come on. Come in for the hug.
It doesn't help the fact that you're over 6 foot. So, like, you're greeting everybody, like, hips out, like, a foot and a half earlier than anybody else.
Like, my balls are on their nipples. It's fucking wild.
16 inches and 20 pounds. Balls were on their nipples and not his dick, right? Because that acorn sits on top of fucking two apricots.
It gets to sleep on a cozy beanbag chair. Okay. That thing, it gets to be cozy. I'm envious. Okay. This guy gets to just be rested.
All right, we're going back the other way.
Do we need to talk about shit? Or are we going back to the balls?
She's talking about flipping her hair over to the other side, Euban.
I thought she was like, let's get back off topic or on the topic. I'm like, no, let's still talk about my balls.
I don't want to talk about your balls. Balls are gross.
Gigantic.
Let's go here. Speaking of grapefruits. Balls, kind of.
I can see it.
It's
small.
Gonna. It's not gonna be like.
Oh, he touched his crotch to the fucking table, didn't he? That run dumb back? Bastard.
Let's run it back one more time.
Yeah, run it back.
I can see it.
It's not gonna be like.
Oh shit, you could see the spark.
Yeah, you could.
Oh, that's gonna develop into a kink.
100%. It's like... It's electric. Sorry.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I was thinking
a new form of birth control or something. Zap it away.
No, actually, there was a... He had a metal butt plug in, and it went that way.
Oh, God.
That is the strangest way to get rid of chlamydia. But more effective. Probably better than a cotton swab, honestly.
I wonder if he had a Prince Albert or something, and that's why it was...
Fuck. Mm-hmm. All right. You know what? This doesn't get said very often, but fuck you, Richie. God damn.
Yeah. Fuck you, Richie. It sounds nice hearing something.
Fuck you, Euban.
Fuck you too, Toby. Love you, Matt.
Oh, thanks, guys.
I love how this show starts out sounding like a damn episode of fucking, what is that show called?
Shit. Letterkenny.
Letterkenny. Thank you, Angel. Angel, help me out there.
Let's be honest. Euban is our Squirrely Dan. He's a combination between our Squirrely Dan and our fucking Dairy. Like,
I need to watch some more Letterkenny. God, I miss that shit. I've been.
Have you seen Shoresy?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
Oh God, yeah.
I heard it's better than Letterkenny.
Dude, I don't know if it's necessarily better.
It's pretty good.
God damn, it's good.
Just as good.
I haven't seen a lot of the newer Reno 911 stuff, and that's all been over my TikTok lately. They're just shoving me Reno 911, and I'm not even upset. That new shit looks good.
So
like, really good.
Matt Reif, who we talked about during the, the comedian stuff.
Right.
Matt Reif, who's blown up on TikTok quite a bit for doing his crowd work as a stand-up. He is in a YouTube web series called Burb Patrol, and it's fucking good.
Lemonade Stand One? Have you seen the Lemonade Stand One?
Yes. Oh, my God. That's what got me to go and look it up on YouTube. I've not watched all of season one. It's fucking glorious.
I just saw it today, and I immediately was like, wait a minute. I gotta look at more of this shit.
It's so good. It's done so well. So it's essentially they're the security patrol for a gated community, for like a privileged white gated community. It's fucking great.
Know exactly what you're talking about now.
It's good shit.
I spent 5 days in a gated community in Florida, and it was interesting. It was interesting. All right. What we got?
I do think that's on the bingo card too. Usain Florida. I mean, that's almost every episode. It's got to be.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's got to be on it.
If it's not yet, somebody please add Florida.
I'm making a bingo card tonight. That's what we're going to do. We're going to have a bingo card. Let's do it.
I'm in. We'll have a free download on the website so people can play along and maybe get a little extra twisted. It'll be TTTTT. TikTok Tuesday, twisted TikTok Tuesday.
Put them up tonight.
No. I wanted to vote on beard laws, but I need beard to vote on beard laws.
You need to vote on beard laws.
I need to vote to see what we're doing for Thursday.
Oh, for Thursday show. I did throw that in the chat. If anybody hasn't, feel free.
I saw it, and I'm like, I gotta log in. I gotta vote.
I don't see it on here. Oh, here, there you go.
Okay, I got it.
Go to the community tab.
Like a 4.1?
I wouldn't even give you been that high. Personally, based on our working professional relationship that we've had, I would give you been maybe a 2.
I was going to say 2.3.
Amateur numbers. I need to. All right.
You are at amateur numbers. You are way too cognizant of what you're saying and doing right now.
I mean, I got this J over here. I'm going to look it right up, but I forgot.
Euban.
You ate meatloaf.
Hold on. Euban, do you know what I'm? Do you know what it is that I just said? You're way too cognizant of what you're doing.
Yes.
Okay, what did I say? What did I mean by that?
Then I'm too aware of my surroundings.
Okay, you're not fucking nearly high enough.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, see? I surprised you right there too, didn't I? You're like, God damn, I changed my answer. He is a 0.6.
Yeah, exactly. Because I said cognizant, which he could have easily turned into a cock joke, and he never even attempted.
You're
that
right.
That motherfucker is stone sober right now.
You should have sprinkled that meatloaf with some...
Fuck.
A little bit of flour or some shit.
Just like this? Doing it like this?
Oh, there we go. He's catching it.
I'm gonna hit at the same time.
I'm gonna stop.
Hey, you got a cough to get off.
That's right.
Ooh. All right, I vote.
You're gonna hurry.
Straight up, get the grinder out and.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be nice.
What are you doing?
I swiped out of everything.
Here we go. We did that one. It's a little bit of a long one, but. I can't skip through parts. I'm going to skip it. It's a 3-minute video, but it's pretty.
That's why you don't ever pee on TikTok Tuesday. She's got to pee so bad. I'm like, go pee. And she's like, I don't want to miss something. I'm like, that's why you don't ever pee while you're on TikTok Tuesday. You'll miss something.
I'll watch.
This isn't going to help.
Then I'll go pee.
Oh, shit, Rhett.
Hello.
Okay.
Damn it, Gabriel. How did Gabriel
get to somebody else's house, Richie?
I'm leaving.
Gabriel, and you said that, and I was like, yep.
He's like, I was gonna say it, then you said it. It's just this is fuck.
All right, everybody. Now that Angel's gone.
Oh my god.
Somebody's gonna have to call CPS because I am punching a child in the fucking face.
You want to babysit my kid for a while?
That's my kid, basically,
nonstop. He's high functioning autistic, and he's the devil.
Here's the crazy thing.
He's the devil.
Okay. I don't usually say good things about children. I think we all know this. Except for Lil Let's Kid. Fucking love you, Karma. Anyway.
Karma's awesome.
Richie and Tree brought Gabe to the meetup, and I'm not going to lie to you. I would say the vast majority of the time, kid was fucking outstanding. He's great. And I was like, where's this fucking little Hellraiser? You're like, you know what, motherfucker? He's not like this all the time. I was like, oh, okay. Like, Richie was legitimately almost angry that his kid was not acting up.
It makes me look like I'm an asshole all the time for yelling at him.
Yeah.
Trust me, he's a fucking asshole. He's high functioning autistic with ADHD.
You
should
say that about an autistic kid? Like, what the fuck, Richie?
He's mine. I made him. I can say whatever the fuck I want. Come at me. Come at me, you fucking pussy ass.
Don't threaten me with a good
you
time.
You can't say that you're going to offend somebody. I made him, motherfuckers.
Now we understand why he's autistic.
I mean, it might have been those pushes down the stairs a couple times. I mean,
oh, shit.
Wow, we made 100% of that grid leave the room. That's pretty good.
I'm going to quit taking a hit because you guys keep saying funny shit every time I do.
Tree thought she might be pregnant again. I was like, this time he ain't coming out autistic. He ain't coming out. I'll hit harder.
No, bro. It's that fucking video that... What was that video? It was like an
it's
online
a joke.
Commercial.
People don't call fucking
she's
whoever.
Like, she's like, oh, I'm feeling kind of pregnant, and the guy's just sitting there watching, reading his fucking newspaper or whatever. She's like, oh, I'm feeling pregnant, and he goes, oh, and she's like, whoa, just
yeah. They usually have.
Sorry, it's hilarious to me. I don't care if somebody else gets offended by it. It fucking, that was funny.
Those are thoughts I actually have, though. I'm not saying I would act on them. They're thoughts I have.
I'm not athletic, but I am tall enough to where a knee to the gut wouldn't take much effort. You know what I mean?
We, like, can, it just... we can fucking tell you, Ben.
We get it. You're tall. Whoopty fucking.
Yeah, we got him. I'm fucking tall.
I'm 6 foot something.
Matt made a book out of me.
What? Fuck you, Toby. God damn it. I knew you, man. This is days where I wish my internet would act up again. What the fuck is going on? Why have I not? What?
This motherfucker always bragging. I can pay out of pocket a couple $1,000 for my kid's dentist stuff. I'm 6 foot two. Fucking.
Don't mind me. I'm just paying for fucking braces out of pocket.
You have to understand my ADHD and stopping in mid sentences. I'm like, that was going to be like, I could pay out of pocket, but I'm going to be fucking struggling everywhere else. But then I just switched to another fucking topic because
it doesn't matter what you would have said after that. The fact that you
can pay out of pocket, you asshole.
Toby's got to pay a shit ton of money in tax returns. I don't have money because I pay $2,000 a month in child support. And you're over here like, I can pay out of pocket, but
money because fucking $6,000 a month goes to the fucking maintaining that gorgeous fucking beard.
That is true. It is breathtaking.
Your biggest expense is marijuana.
I just had to fucking. I have to replace my septic tank because I live out in the middle of fucking nowhere, and the one that I have apparently now is plastic, and they're like, you got to go with concrete. So there's fucking $2,400 going to drop. Everything's breaking. I don't like it. What is this?
Do you have a working vehicle, Ruben?
I do. Yeah. I have to. I'm 35 miles from where I work. I need something. I don't have public transportation to take me.
My kids are an hour and a half away from me. I need a working vehicle. So.
He was on one of those like scooter.
I'm just messing with you. You know that, right?
I thought I was like, I've seen your kids on this fucking.
No. My I do have kids that are an hour and a half away from me from my first marriage that I pick up every other weekend. But that's actually true. I was just saying that.
Now, is your heat working or your AC? Or do you have your fan going?
Yeah, the window unit's right behind me.
That was dirty.
That's all right. It's just rub, but it's
all right. In the South, and in the South, they do things differently, just like this guy.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I would never be able to get
this. Fucking pardon? Pardon me? Can we? Please.
We'll run that one back.
Yeah, let's.
Please.
It's a push to start.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Can I?
Okay, that's in the wrong type vehicle, first off. That's in the wrong type vehicle because it started right away. Mm-hmm. Okay. That should be in a diesel. If we're going to make it correct, it should be in a diesel. You got to let that son of a bitch warm up.
Warmed up. Fucking.
Yep.
That's how I do it.
I'm not comfortable anymore.
That thing started up too quick.
So quick.
If it starts up that quick, it's probably got gonorrhea too. So
everyone has a specialty. That's what I like. It's my favorite topping.
Chlamydia. Good treat. Come on.
Did you say topping?
Yes.
Just ignore what the fuck she's saying right now.
Some people like that seafood pizza. They go for crabs.
She's having to deal with a fucking pig that she. I tricked her into just giving one M&M. I was like, no, just give him one M&M. She's like, you can't have M&Ms. I'm like, it's a pig. They can have chocolate. And she's like, okay. I said, but just give him one. And so she gave him one, and he almost charged her. He's like, Go ahead. Show him.
No.
Show him one more time.
No.
Oh, here. I'm gonna bring this down.
I got to see this.
See what happens.
Zoom in on the dick.
Can you turn the backlight on real quick before?
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Pig. Sit. Okay. Have an M&M.
Oh, there goes Matt.
Shit.
Oh. And here comes
Oh shit.
Oh, now y'all are in trouble.
Okay, eat the rest of the M&Ms. right. Damn it.
Weird.
Manual focus.
Sorry. Right here.
Just ow, he bit me.
Ah. All right, here. Oh, good God.
Okay, done.
All right, done. No more. No more M&Ms. Oh.
That was.
Yeah, they get rather violent when it comes to. Right. So pigs can have chocolate, but not like a bunch of it. I mean, it's it will not affect them the same way that it does dogs. So for all of you out there wanting to freak out because we're giving our animals chocolate, I researched it before we ever did it.
They are two different to tell species.
Yeah, I tried to tell Sweeney he's a diabetic and he pounds chocolate. I'm like, you can have a little bit. I think you'll be fine. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm certified in first aid. If you go down, I'll.
I am not a doctor, nor have I played one on TV, but I think you'll be all right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I played a priest in a fucking TikTok once.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
It's not
pretty much the same thing.
You've also played God as well.
And that's true. I have played God, and Richie, I believe, played the devil.
Yes, yep. Indeed.
Ooh. I'm a big fan of your lettuce, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you. See, and aren't I the cooler one?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, next meetup, I want you guys are going to do obviously shots of Vienna sausage juice and Vienna sausage. I was on the show last week, but I feel like you guys should try this. Oh!
Why?
That's a no.
I mean, I'll go. Don't get me wrong. I'll go outside and I'll start fucking shin kicking trees tomorrow in order to build up the strength to be able to deal with that.
Yeah, like, but it's Muay Thai, but not that shit.
Did you hear this? Dude, that sounded like two pieces of fucking balsa wood knocking together.
Man, I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm a tiny guy.
I've heard.
I'm 5 foot eight, but I'm only 120 pounds. Okay. I don't. I have chicken legs, so my shin is there. There's no meat in between. Not happening.
Okay, it was an idea. Well,
no.
I mean, I'm 5 foot six, 175.
I will do Vienna sausage vodka shots with Toby all day long.
Okay,
I would
all day long. This earlier,
we're gonna get Richie to eat crickets and a tarantula and all sorts of other stuff with me too.
I'll do that. Yeah, shit. I'm down for that.
Okay. So all of it's a yes. No brooms to the shin. Deal.
No.
We not to the shin, not to the balls. Anywhere else, we're good.
How about to the gooch?
The gooch?
Huh?
Are you talking straight into the taint?
Yeah.
Or are you talking right into the brown fish, the brown star?
Yeah. Listen, I'm gonna let you know something.
The forbidden forest.
Out of all the years of being bullied and then taking martial arts, getting kicked in the balls, the taint, or anything like that doesn't hurt me.
Okay.
It makes me angry.
Yeah.
Well,
it makes me see red, and I'm going to, I become literally like nothing's going to stop me.
I will say
I black out basically and fuck people up.
So the key to becoming Bruce Banner is to take a big ass shot broom to the gooch.
So here's the thing.
I'm not responsible for what happens afterwards.
I've been in fights, bar fights with guys that you could tell just were not trained in any kind of like real martial arts other than like
thank you, ref.
Maybe their military combatives training. And you'd be amazed at how quickly those guys get offset with a thumb to the gooch. Fucking
you just said
like
get that. Off.
And they're like right after. It's an easy follow-up.
Oh, I got a baby awake.
Nah, that baby's going to just... He's probably going to poop in a little
How big do you think they're going to be by the time we get the meetup happens?
By the end of the show, babies? They're going to be huge.
They're going to be probably 100 pounds and 30 inches at the shoulders.
Oh, do you think they'll charge somebody and like we'll get to see somebody do like one of those flips in the air?
I mean, they're going to be pretty well trained at that point. No. So they probably, they're not going to be like Tigger, who's just let loose. Like, these are Great Danes. We have to keep them under control.
Zach, damn it. Did you say watch memes? Hey,
everybody signs a waiver. Like, you don't have to.
And I will have signs up that say property is guarded by Great Danes.
Hell yeah.
I'm so thrown off by this watching memes. Is that, would you look at memes? You were not watching.
He watches them. He's so lifted.
Well, nowadays, the term meme has actually changed to both photo and video.
Yep. Oh, that's lame. I'm old. Damn.
My son literally made me watch, not made me watch, I actually enjoyed watching it with him. We watched hours upon hours of offensive memes on YouTube because my son has my sense of humor. And he's like, hey, Dad, have you seen this? I'm like, no, show me. So we sit there for hours and I was dying laughing. And he's like, here's another one. You'll like this.
My daughter has officially made it to South Park TikTok. And she's like, Dad, did you ever watch South Park? And I'm like, why the fuck are you watching South Park right now? Like, why are you on that? And she's like, this is hilarious. And I was like,
You're fine until she starts singing the What Would Brian Boitano Do? Because that by far is still to this day my favorite episode.
Where's that one?
The original pilot, South Park pilot, is still my favorite.
Yeah, dude. The medicinal fried chicken ranks almost, it's up there. That's what you guys should do. South Park episodes. That should be a bracket, you know. But the medicinal fried chicken where Randy has his balls in a fucking wheelbarrow. And the one where he's the baseball game, the losing edge, is where they're purposely losing games. And Randy fights everybody in the stands and he fights Bat Dad. My top.
Okay. Team. So well, Matt, the South Park
podcast.
No, he didn't.
South Park.
You're good. Okay.
Even Matt knows right now he's sitting on podcast gold at this point. But that brings up a good point. And Matt, I'm not trying to take anything over, but I do have a question for the viewers. We have not watched nearly as many videos as we normally do on a TikTok Tuesday podcast. How are you guys enjoying tonight's podcast? Is it too much talk and bullshitting and conversation and not enough videos, or a decent balance, or too many? Like, well, I'm not going to say too many videos because God damn it, that's what this whole fucking podcast is about.
I'm loving the more free flowing. I feel like everybody's more engaged and having fun, but I'm not a viewer. But I mean, yeah. Well, there we go. Dancing video.
No.
I wouldn't say do South Park top episodes. I would say do top adult humor cartoons. So South Park, Family Guy, American Dad, Futurama, those kind of things.
Love
Futurama. By the way, that was a huge fucking compliment that you just popped up there from Zach. I just realized this wasn't the Bear's Den. That's a huge fucking compliment.
Damn,
Zach. Thank you. Yeah.
Little sweetheart. Look at you.
Which one of us is Tom Segura and which one of us is Bert Kreischer?
Well, I mean, Euban's the fattest, so he's Bert.
Okay.
Damn. I don't speak it. You know what? No.
Let's do this. You know what? I knew you were going to immediately argue it. Let's do this shit again. How much do you weigh?
I'm not debating the weight 200. Thing, but
shut
I'm
up,
just
Daddy.
Saying.
I'm asking fucking Matt a question.
200.
200. Richie weighs 115. I'm 175. Euban, you're at what? Three what?
Three? God damn! I'm not at three. Fuck, I'm like 110.
Yep. In your bra.
Yeah, my tits are huge. Angel, whenever you left, that's all I could think about too. I was like, great, now I have the biggest tits in the fucking room again. And then you came back and I was like, yay.
I can't tell you how happy I am the direction that turned when you were like, that's all I could think about, Angel. And I went, and you're like, now I don't have, I'm like, all right. I mean,
yep. I was really wondering where he was going with that. And it was going to be a moment that I was like, Jace, get ready.
Clip it.
Yeah. I was ready for that.
They're supposed to be.
All right, I have to show one video though before we get out of here. That because Angel's on the show and obviously Toby's gonna love it. And I hope the viewers do. You've probably seen it, but I thought this was crazy. And I think of anybody, if you haven't seen it, Angel will love this more than anybody. You ready? This isn't sarcasm. I really do think you'll love this.
Hey, stay. All right, go ahead. So yesterday was Dumpy's birthday. Dumpy is officially 4 years old now, and I wasn't even certain she was a girl until about last year. There's a few differences between the male and female, but the big one is only the males croak. And that's what it sounds like. In Australia, where these guys roam wild, sometimes in the hot and dry summer season, they'll find their way into people's houses and go in your toilets and showers looking for a cool place to hang out. With a healthy diet, Dumpy could live up to 21 years. So we have so many adventures to come. If you'd like to see what we're up to next, tap all the buttons on this video. All right, Dumpy, say goodbye. Have a good one.
Okay, bullshit. That's not fucking real.
That's what I thought the entire time. I was like,
there's no fucking way that's a real fucking creature.
It's an Australian white tree frog blown up. That's all that is.
Yeah. Yeah, Dumpy the Frog. They got a YouTube channel with 100,000 subscribers. He does this whole thing.
100,000 fucking idiots that fucking believe that.
That is an Australian white tree frog. I'm telling you, that's all it is. They get about yay big.
No. I'm not saying Dumpy's not real, Amanda. What I am saying is Dumpy ain't that fucking big.
No. Bullfrogs don't even get that big. Some African bullfrogs kind of get close to that, but no. That's a tree frog.
Bullfrogs will get the size of a dinner plate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
that thing was bigger than a dinner plate, wouldn't you say?
Like this woman knows about frogs. She's got them all over her fucking body. Like, she loves them. As a matter of fact, we rescued a frog from the fucking ducks
his
2 days ago.
Dude.
Yeah, so I can say Sada.
Sada.
Sada, dude.
Euban, don't act like you wouldn't say it if I was like, this is my, 100%. This is my frog, dude. Euban would be like, Sada.
Oh, 100%. Yes.
Before Peyton even realized that was the name of the frog, he said he walked past it and he was like, Sada, dude.
So... if you guys really want to know about the frog, real or fake, it is a 100% real frog.
Bullshit.
But no, 100% real frog, but it's only 4 to 5 inches. It's video editing that he does on his videos to make bigger than it is.
Oh yeah. Don't get me wrong.
Editing
on the videos is great, but have to be more autistic than fucking Gabriel to believe it.
I said what I fucking said.
As the father of Gabriel Tatum, I condone that message.
There you go. I'm not talking down to autistic people at all. I'm just saying.
You want me, let him stay with you for a week and see if you don't say anything.
Autistic people are probably able to figure that out faster than normal people. So, listen.
Everybody's
autistic people probably figured that out way faster than most.
Listen, he's smart. Gabriel is smart. He's going to be smarter than me one day, but he's the devil.
Yep.
I love him.
Like, well, I guess I got my fucking diagnosis. Please tell me we've got enough time for at least one more video, Matt.
We got time. But now there's a lot of pressure. I got to find the right one.
Matt's like, fuck, man, we're on the final. God damn.
We got a ring cam. That's pretty funny. I'll let you guys pick. Ring cam.
You know what? We're building up on Euban being high, and trying to get Euban to laugh. Let's let Euban take it based on what you're giving him.
Level.
This will prevent Euban from having to do the send off.
Hey, who are you? What is
fucking
this?
Good, Euban,
are
you?
What is this?
Euban, it's Euban not a good video. You're still doing the fucking send off.
Ooh.
No. Get your ass back in here, Angel. Tell him.
You schmarmy bastard.
What the fuck was that?
I meant to click.
Bow wow. Because
I accidentally clicked this.
I don't trust you.
All right, we're gonna do one more video. I'm gonna do this one for Euban, just because.
3 inches may not look big, but slap that bitch on a roadmap and you got 300 miles of fucking hog.
Couldn't even reach your G-spot.
That's all right, my boy. Slap that slug on a map of the U.S. And while your tip's in West Virginia, your balls have made a home in the heart of Oklahoma. You dig? And I got BB balls.
Oh my God, what?
I mean,
She's still trying to, her brain is still attempting to catch up to everything he was saying. She's like, wait a minute.
Yubin, I hope you understood all of that.
He's high as fuck. Of course he understood it.
First of all, this strain kind of sucks. I think I got up to like a 7.1. I think that's probably the highest that I got. But
all right.
I was sent that video a couple of times.
Wait a minute. Man, I don't mean to extend the show.
Okay.
I need one more ring cam.
Okay. That's fine. That's fair. All right. Let's end it on a ring cam.
Okay.
Yeah. Human's like, I'm gone. No, for real. This is a full screen one, though, because these people submitted it in high def, 1080. All right. Here we go.
Okay, I'm gonna say real quick, I'm glad it was the human. I was so afraid for the animal.
Yep.
Now you can lead us out. Too late.
Oh no, one more. We'll do one more.
Screen before you exit out. Human, lead it. No, I'm just joking.
Okay, one more because this was St. Patty's Day and St. Patty's Day ended. So I just want to show this one. 14 seconds.
Oh, please, God, yes.
All right.
It's gotta be something.
Ready in the parade!
He made it! He fucking made it! Ah! He fucking made it!
He didn't make it.
He's in a parade!
That looked like vodka and orange juice. That was
so
probably Jameson. All right, Toby, you want to send us off? Toby, Nagy?
Yeah, we do have a slight tradition here, and that is guests send us off.
Oh, I don't know how to do this.
Give us a hoya. Give us a hoya.
No, I don't do hoya. Have you ever seen?
You've been leave us out. No, I'm just joking.
Give us a hoya.
Hoya.
No,
that was not bad. That was the
okay. Wait, you wanted to do a hoya on the large screen?
No, I want me.
Damn it. It's going to be forced.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
Part
does
right. Better. Okay, bye.
Nailed it. Bye, everybody. All right.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from L.A. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more. Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.